Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everyone, it's Jeremy here with a preview of the latest Patreon exclusive episode. If you missed the days of Retronauts dunking on Virtual Console's lackluster release lineup, you'll definitely want to check out episode 277, where the Retronauts East crew keeps the tradition alive by dunking on Nintendo Switch Online's retro game lineup. Well, okay, we say some nice things too, but there are certain standards we must maintain. For the full episode, as well as weekly patron-exclusive articles, special bonuses, and early high-quality downloads for our regular Monday episodes, go to patreon.com/retronauts and subscribe to the show at the $5 monthly level. Our podcast wouldn't be possible without your support. So please help keep Retronauts going and get cool stuff in return. Thanks a lot, and please enjoy the preview. So basically, because the game Brawl Brothers, or Brawl Bros, maybe, I don't know, showed up on Nintendo Switch Online, Chris Sims was like, I want to talk about that episode, or that game. So I decided to give an entire, to dedicate an entire episode talking about Brawl Bros. Man, that's a tough one to say.
Rushing Beat 2.
Okay, yes, Rushing Beat 2, the American version.
So the upshot here is this is all Chris's fault.
Mm-hmm. I take no blame
Whatever
for this
happens.
Episode. So I said, why don't we talk about Nintendo Switch Online in general, what it is, and what games are on NSO that are interesting? Instead of just going through all, 60 games that are on NSO, what I've done is I've said we have three categories, the standards, the highlights, and the WTF stuff. Actually, okay, that's per platform, NES and Super NES. Anyway, we're going to talk about those three categories per platform. So why doesn't someone else talk about what NSO is exactly?
I think it's a really, really great idea.
What is NSO?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's a great idea.
Yes,
what it is
great.
You give Nintendo some money, and then you can play a bunch of NES or Super NES games anywhere you want on your Switch. You don't have to purchase them individually. It's all a package deal. It's super cheap, too. If you pay by the year, it is not a lot of money at all.
It's $19, I think, or $20.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it's the way that you can play Smash Brothers online.
Yeah. So actually, Nintendo Switch Online is really meant to be the online competitive voice chat kind of whatever, head-to-head gaming service. And it just so happens that in addition to getting all that access, you also get free access to a bunch of old games.
Yeah,
it's kind of a secondary function, but for us, it's all we care about.
That's the primary.
It's a game
function.
Subscription service as a bonus to the general online connectivity service.
They've kicked Virtual Console over to a Netflix style
dead.
Model.
It is dead.
Basically,
they're all dead, Jim. Mm-hmm. The package is in the open.
Game over me.
If you spent $7 to get Super Metroid on Nintendo 3DS. Who is the fool now?
I think it was actually more than that, wasn't it? Was it $7?
I think Super NES games were $7.99.
Okay,
maybe.
I like this model better than the Virtual Console because of that thing. There's a lot of games where you play it for 10 seconds and you're like, I don't really like it. But you just spent $7 on it on the Virtual Console. Here, it doesn't matter because you've already bought into the whole library of expanding games.
Yeah, Nintendo Switch Online's retro games, the selection is kind of weird because at this point, I think because the original Virtual Console was pretty successful and made people say, hey, there's value and interest in old video games. Most of the Wii Virtual Console partners have said, we'll do our own collections now. So you can get Sega Genesis Collection. You can get Konami's Contra and Castlevania and Gradius collections. There's all kinds of collections of games that used to be once upon a time on Virtual Console, and those are no longer accounted for. And so what you do mostly get is Nintendo and some weird Konami games that are not going to be compiled anytime soon into other services, and then the licensing whores like Jolico and Capcom. But even with Capcom, it's like, here's the stuff we can't put into another package.
Leftovers.
It's a really strange collection. Yeah, it's Nintendo Switch Online, the leftovers.
All the finest
leftovers. So, I'm torn on the whole, the whole structure of this, because normally I'm not huge on subscriptions, because I feel like every time I pay for a subscription, I worry that I'm not like actually using it enough to get the value out of it. But on the other hand, it is cheap, and there's definitely a place for sort of the also rans that you're not gonna actually like, that are not gonna end up in a premium collection, that you're probably not gonna shell out for individually. So I can definitely see it as useful to have something like this, just to have those things out there.
And this actually breaks the cycle of, I used to have a joke where you buy Super Mario Brothers 3 10 right. times in a row or something. Finally, yep. I can't do that again on here. But it's weird for me because I've been playing all these games since they were new, basically. And I've played them on emulators. I've played the originals continuously. So I don't know what this experience is like for people who are just coming to it for the first time, haven't played Super Mario Bros. 3 in 20 years or ever. You know, do they like this? Do they think this is a quality service? I have no idea, because I've not played through a single game on one of these Nintendo Switch Online things yet. I played them for a few minutes or something.
I mean, I feel like if you haven't played the big standards that are in this, then it's only an even better deal. Because, I mean, there's a lot of really good games in here that are you know, good games that are worthwhile. It's just we've all played them 20 times.
Yeah, so I don't know what it's like.
As listeners might recall, I had not played Super Metroid until I got a Super NES Classic. But because I have to, like, unhook things to hook up the Super NES Classic and sit very close to the television, I didn't finish playing it. I'm, like, several hours into Super Metroid on Nintendo Switch Online.
Ah.
Yeah, Chris was just telling us he was lost in Super Metroid.
I have no idea where to go.
Trying to figure out where he is. But
so there's a good thing about it is I really wanted to play Super Metroid a few years ago on a handheld, just, like, in bed or something. And there was no real way to do it. I don't think I didn't have a good emulation system.
One of those like janky Retron systems.
Yeah, I could have done that. But
or you could play Metroid Zero Mission, which is basically a Super Metroid skin on original Metroid.
No, it's not Super Metroid.
It's not Metroid.
But this solves that problem. I could pull a Wii U by the bed or something, and you know, use the controller on it. It was on the virtual console on the Wii U, right? Yeah, I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like a portable Super Metroid, but it's cool to put all these in an official portable platform with a good presentation. Good emulation. That's a great thing. I think it adds a lot of value to their service.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.